You know, it's going to be interesting to see who the first Republican is to stand up in the final minutes of a debate on this COVID-19 bill and doing what I call the kitchen table debate that goes on in every family. The kids want to go to Disney World. Well, we had to put braces on Johnny, and Susie needs dance lessons. And our 14-year-old son is on a soccer travel team, and that costs a lot of money too. We can't afford to go to Disney World. We never do that in Washington for some reason, and I'll tell you the reason why: because they can just print up money. They get into a bind, they print up more money. They can do it. And that's why this is so frustrating. On one hand, I'd love to get a $1,400 check. Who wouldn't? You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to sneeze. You just do it. But my point is, there is a point at which you got to start thinking, maybe we can't afford this. I understand a year ago, the PPP money was incredible and it was helpful. And I know firsthand about the PPP money and how it saved businesses here in Las Vegas. No, I do. I know them. I know restaurateurs that use the money to rebuild their restaurants, to make it COVID-19 compliant, which allowed them to stay open. That's good. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's not the perfect storm, but the recipe is there, of course. We've got Friday afternoon traffic through the resort corridor. Very, very heavy, especially once you make your way past the Spaghetti Bowl over the weekend on Interstate 15 northbound, especially due to the race. In fact, the race is going to be on Saturday afternoon, early afternoon. So Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and tonight, expect very slow traffic on Interstate 15 North. Otherwise, slow flows on the Beltway, 215 South at Pebble, westbound 215 at Valley Verde. Interstate 11 West at Horizon, lane restrictions through that area. And construction on Nellis, that's both directions, between Tropicana and Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they open up a six-game road trip in San Jose tonight as they're going to match up against the Sharks. You would assume that Marc-Andre Fleury would once again be in goal. He has made 10 consecutive starts as Robin Lehner has been sidelined with an upper body injury. In his last start, he stopped 36 shots in a win for the Golden Knights against Minnesota by a 5-1 score. UNLV basketball, they are set to close out the regular season tomorrow when they are going to face off against Wyoming. Elsewhere in the Mountain West, tonight, Nevada plays host to Colorado State. Tomorrow, Utah State at Fresno State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, save big with men's specials, like casual shirts, $19.99 to $39.99, and 20% off loungewear and slippers from Nautica and more. Update your space with 60% off dinnerware sets, and Martha Stewart Collection serveware, now 65% off. Or get an extra 20% off fresh spring arrivals with your coupon or Macy's card. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to take you back to the Senate gallery and Lindsey Graham answering questions along with John Thune and other Republicans while we're still waiting for a vote on the COVID-19 relief package. Let's take you there now.
$9 trillion together, 96 to nothing. Nobody asked any questions about what happened to the bipartisanship that existed December the 21st. Well, what happened is that they're in charge of everything. They put together a bill to seize the moment, as Roy said. There's stuff in here that's got zero to do with COVID. Most of the money in here goes to something other than COVID. They've been able to take the power they obtained, and they're not using it consistent with the rhetoric of President Biden, I think, or the hopes of the American people. And if President Biden's going to use his time to destroy bipartisanship, it's going to be a long 2 years here. So I wish somebody would call up the president and say, what's going on in the United States Senate? What is it about Joe Manchin and maybe one or two others working with Republicans that makes you want to stop the entire process for 5.5 hours? That would be my challenge.
But just to be clear, there is more than one Democrat that has expressed interest. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Under this, the way these two have been treated, I'd hate to be the one and said, yeah, I'm interested.
I believe you mentioned that Speaker Pelosi was not happy with this. Are you suggesting that the Democrats are afraid of changing this too much and that it wouldn't pass in the House?
I'm telling you 5.5 hours sums up.
And then can you also tell us, there's a report about one of your colleagues having to leave Washington, Senator Sullivan. How might that impact the amendment
I'll let Senator Sullivan and people speak about that. But the point is that we're here 5.5 hours over an amendment that we know to be bipartisan, and the goal is to talk Democrats out of working Republicans. That's the headline.
Senator Thune, how confident are you that you're going to have 50 Republican votes for the Portman Amendment, given the uncertainty about Sullivan, given Rand Paul yesterday said he wasn't sure how he might vote on a UI extension? Are you absolutely confident you have the votes to pass the Portman Amendment?
Well, it's a constant, a management challenge to make sure that the votes are there. But I can tell you that we had, we had some Democrat support too, and which is why we're 5.5 hours later, because they've been worked over by their leadership and told not to cooperate with Republicans. And to your point, the message from the House Speaker is, if this comes over in this form, we're going to send it back. So I think that the House doesn't want to, or the Senate Democrats, accept anything, anything, any idea that came from Republicans that actually might approve the bill.
And
there you have it, the news conference. Lindsey Graham, John Thune of, John Thune is an interesting guy. He is the whip. He is the guy that counts votes in the U.S. Senate. Very, very interesting. They've been waiting 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours. And they're this is what's so frustrating. When you watch enough of this Senate and House stuff go on, you wonder how does our republic exist? I mean, it just drives me nuts watching this thing. This is what we just did with Lindsey Graham and John Thune, was watch the sausage being made, and it ain't fun. Trust me. Coming up, Jen Psaki talking about rhetoric from the president that seems to be bringing more children to the border. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Friday. The weekend is at hand on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The FCC has approved subsidies so people can pay for their internet. Should government even be doing this? And if so, who should actually get the benefit? We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the more interesting battles over this COVID-19 Relief Act is the battle for the $15 an hour minimum wage. I got to admit, I felt sorry for Bernie Sanders today because eight Democrats voted with the Republicans to cut out the $15 minimum wage. It was sad. This was a part of the debate on that very bill just a matter of a couple of hours ago.
Families that Congress has debated for many, many decades. Now, why is that? And the answer is that, as I think all Americans know, the last year that we have gone through has been, in so many ways, the very worst year in our lifetimes. That's what it has been. The working families of our country today are hurting in a way that they have not heard since the Great Depression, and they want their government to hear their pain and come to their aid. And that is not too much to ask. Now, a lot of folks in this country, there are estimates that maybe 30 to 40% of Americans have literally given up on democracy. They are moving toward authoritarianism. They are hurting. Their kids are hurting. Their parents are hurting. And they look to Washington for help in their democratic society, and they don't see Washington responding. What they see year after year are policies which make the very, very rich richer, which enable large, profitable corporations to not pay a nickel in taxes. But for them, they face eviction, they face hunger, they don't have health care, they can't afford to send their kids to college. And they are asking, does anybody in Washington care about their lives? So what today is about, in a very profound way, is whether or not we stand with the working class of this country, that we say, yes, we live in a democratic society. We understand what you are going through, and we're going to move as aggressively as we can to respond to your pain and improve your lives. So this is not just a health care bill, it is not just an economic bill, it is not just an educational bill, it is perhaps more than that. This is a bill which will answer a profound question. Are we living in a democratic society where the U.S. Congress will respond to the needs of working families rather than just the wealthy and large corporations and their lobbyists? That's what today is about. It is dealing with the pandemic. It's dealing with the economy. It's dealing with education, so much more. But most importantly, it is dealing with the issue of whether or not we are hearing the pain that is out there and we are responding to it. During the last year, as everybody knows, Over 500,000 Americans have died of COVID, and millions more have been made ill. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what we have gone through in terms of this terrible pandemic. COVID has not only caused massive death and illness, it has resulted in a way we have never experienced: social isolation. That means all over this country, you got old people, elderly people in their homes. They can't interact with their grandchildren, with their own kids, with their friends. You got young people who want to go to school, want to socialize, want to date, want to do things that young people do, and they can't do it and have been unable to do that for the last year. And that has resulted in a very sharp increase in mental illness in this country, something, by the way, that this legislation also deals with. Many Americans, young and old and middle-aged, are now dealing with depression, anxiety disorder, addictions, seeing the growth of addictions, and even suicidal ideation. So this has been just an awful year for people in our country and, in fact, throughout the world. But this last year has not only been a public health crisis, as bad as that has been. The pandemic has led, as we all know, to a terrible economic downturn, which has resulted in millions of Americans losing their jobs and their incomes, and the shutting down of something like one out of four small businesses in this country. That's just an unbelievable number. Go to any town in America and you see their main street shuttered now. Thriving businesses no longer exist. Real unemployment in this country today is now over 10%. Further, countless Americans face the threat of eviction. We have a moratorium on evictions, which is the right thing, but there is going to be a day when that ends. And people are saying, I'm $5,000, $8,000 in debt. What happens to me when the moratorium ends? How am I going to pay my rent? Am I going to be one of the 500,000 people already sleeping out on the streets? Millions more. And we have seen this in Vermont, and I know you've probably seen it in Minnesota. It's all over this country. People lining up in their cars for food. And it is something that none of us ever dreamed. Right in my own community, Burlington, Vermont, hundreds of people lining up in their cars for food. Many of them never in a million years would have dreamed that they would be in that position.
There you have it. Bernie Sanders making the case for the COVID-19 bill and for his minimum wage of $15 an hour. The $15 an hour bill, it was slapped down pretty dramatically by Republicans, and by eight Democrats voted against the $15 an hour minimum wage. How about that? I would never have guessed. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Calling all Vegas Golden Knights superfans for the Terribles Game Day Giveaway. During all of Vegas Golden Knights home games, visit any participating Terribles location, spin the wheel, and you could win a Vegas Golden Knights Game Day prize pack worth over $1,000. Complete with an official puck signed by a Vegas Golden Knights player. Best yet, one lucky customer will win this prize every day the Vegas Golden Knights have a home game. Terribles Game Day Giveaway. It's only at Terribles. Visit TerribleHerbs.com for more information.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Boy, I tell you, and the weather today absolutely, like, perfect. Yeah, not bad. Jen Psaki is the presidential press secretary. And, you know, you've been hearing a lot from Bernie Sanders about the $15 minimum wage, a living wage, and all of that. The fact is that Joe Biden, according to Jen Psaki, is in lockstep with Bernie Sanders on the $15 minimum wage. But if you notice, he hasn't really pushed the issue. This was Jen Psaki today at the White House.
The minimum wage, it won't be in there at this point, as we saw a little bit earlier on Capitol Hill. Senator Sanders was speaking to reporters, and he said, if anybody thinks we're giving up on this issue, they are sorely mistaken. If we have to vote on it time and time again, we will, and we're going to succeed. So does the president want to see Democrats vigorously pursue a minimum wage increase? And as we talk about what you'd like to see in the future, is this something that you'd like to see the House and the Senate take up immediately after negotiations on stimulus package to conclude?
Well, first, we agree with Senator Sanders, and the president is going to be standing right alongside him, fighting for an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour, because men and women who are working hard to make ends meet shouldn't be living at the poverty level. And he will use his political capital to get that done. I don't have anything to preview for you in terms of the order or the timeline, but it remains a priority, and it is something that the president would like to get done and will use his capital to do. I'll also add, just, you didn't ask this, but there's been a little bit of a rumor mill, so I'm just going to address it. You know, right now, as you know, we're focused on the American Rescue Plan, getting it through Congress, and the president and his team are not engaged in conversations or negotiations about lowering the threshold for the minimum wage. It's just to be crystal clear on that.
Okay, we will take that as a no. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Mark Hutchison, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. Now, if you wonder what the Lieutenant Governor does, does a lot of stuff on tourism and things like that. But he also presides over the state Senate. So this is a guy that throughout his career as the Nevada Lieutenant Governor made a lot of laws. What's it like during a pandemic to do it? He will have to speculate on that because he has been out of office for a few years. But I will ask him if all this Zoom technology is slowing the pace and making it tougher to actually make laws. Stay where you are. We got so much to do today. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, has been traveling around the state. He's got the smoking gun.